internationals. BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, the final part of our classic serial, a modern-day take on Dostoevsky's The Gambler. Set in London, Ed Stoppard plays a hapless piano tutor in love with the daughter of his employer, a Russian oligarch on the verge of bankruptcy. With Eleanor Bron and Matthew Marsh, The Russian Gambler by Dolia Gavinsky.
So, what happened next?
What's the time?
It's past 3. I'm supposed to...
Wait. 3:15 here. It takes us to 4 if I get to the door just before 4.
I'm really sorry. I do have to get back.
No, I haven't finished my story. You want to know, don't you? What happened? To Polina, to Mikhail? Okay, look, I'll tell you something, huh? You see that house? Just over there, through the trees, yeah? She's there, right now. I'm going to see her. In a little while.
So what happened after you were thrown out?
Hello, Polina, it's...
Please leave your name and number. I will get back to you. Я перезвоню.
I was furious. At myself, because I couldn't get her out of my mind. I was obsessed.
Привет. I'm not here. Please leave your name and number. I will get back to you. Я перезвоню.
Polina, it's me. Of course it's me. I did what you told me. I only... Oh, please. You bloody told me! Can't we meet? I mean, it's been almost a month. Please, I just want to see you, to try and understand. You asked me to do it! Shit.
I tried to stay sane by doing mathematics. I was always good at it, a lot of musicians are. I thought I could see a pattern, a structure behind the randomness of the roulette wheel, a system which you might use to...
Yes?
Alexei.
Oh, thank God. Please, listen to me.
Heathrow arrivals terminal 2, 1 o'clock, this afternoon.
But, wait, what am I...
Polina. Oh, Polina!
Good, you came.
Of course I did, why wouldn't I? I've missed you, God knows how I've missed you. Why are we here?
We're looking for someone. Come on.
What happened?
You know what happened, you were there. You kicked in a candy stick away.
But you told me to do it.
Do you do everything you're told to? Mikhail's not pleased. He's very, very not pleased with you. You ruined his deal within a canty. And now he's calling in every note and bond and favor on the promise of his mother dying.
Oh, God, I forgot. How is she?
She's over there.
What?
Бабушка! Анастасия!
Палечка, дорогая! Get me out of here. Oh, careful, my sweet girl. I'm on 4 legs today. You see, crutches.
But you look so well, Anastasia. We all thought that...
Of course I'm well. I am Russian oak. Who is this? Is this a porter? Porter, my luggage over there.
No, this is Alexei Ivanovich, Anastasia. He's a friend. A musician.
Oh, this is different. You are artist.
A pianist.
Very well. Pianist, please, to go and fetch my luggage. Where is Mikhail? Why is he not here?
He is in a meeting, but I know he'll be so happy to see you. We all thought that you were...
Dying?
Well, the phone call...
My doctor is a great fool. He thinks everyone is dying. It enables him to charge more. The dying never think of money, so he thinks. What is wrong with you, pianist? Can you not push?
Not 3 trolleys.
In Russia, they push 6 trolleys. Polina, help him. This artist... My father would work 2-3 shifts at the factory for 6 months, a year. He was not afraid of hard work.
Really?
We're too
lucky.
It'll come
to me. Alexei, please get the case.
Right.
Why has Mikhail not sent the car? And be careful with that one. It is precious. Well, everything is precious, but that most of all. Where are the servants? Has Mikhail no servants in this big house? Who are you?
I am the butler, madam. And how can I be of service?
You have a very nice manner and a nice smile. My case is...
will be seen to. Mulligan.
Yes, sir.
I will inform Mr. Zagorinsky of your arrival.
Alexei.
What are you doing here?
Well, I came with...
You were sold last time.
It's all right, Mulligan. He's with me.
I was given instructions.
I said he's with me.
Well, if you say so, Miss Polina.
Oh, pay the cab, will you, Alexei?
But I...
At least someone knows what they're doing. Look how many cases he carries, this man.
Mulligan. Army training, Mum. Where do you want them?
Babushka! They all said you were dead, but I knew you were never dead. Never, ever, ever dead.
Of course I wasn't, Krasavita Maya. Oh, Boże mój, how you have grown. You are going to be a lovely young woman. Only learn from Polina, don't scowl.
Hello, Alexei.
Hello, Vicky.
I've missed you. Why didn't you call me?
I wanted to.
What is this missing? You know Vika?
He was my piano teacher before...
Before what?
There was a misunderstanding.
By who? Is this some kind of joke?
Stay around. You're about to see another one.
You interrupt the meeting to tell me some nonsense about my mother. Mamochka.
Yes?
Is it... Can
you
it be?
You are glad to see me?
What on earth is all this? We came.
My mother has come. Mama, you are alive. My prayers have been answered.
How lovely to see you. Mikhail has spoken of you often. He has been so worried, so deeply worried.
That he never formed.
You were in coma.
But now we see you with us and, well, we are...
Are you French by any chance?
François Le Grieux, an associate of Papa's.
And the very fortunate fiancé of your lovely granddaughter, Polina. Huh?
Pianist.
Alexei.
How dare you come back here. Mulligan, throw him out.
Oh, no!
Wait!
You truly do like him, Vika.
Yes, Granny, I truly do.
Mikhail, the pianist will stay. Vika needs him. I need him. And now, my son, my loving son, you may kiss your mother.
Are we going to play anything today?
If we played as much as your father pays, we wouldn't play anything at all. I'm sorry, Vika, I shouldn't have said that. Yes, here, try this one.
It's the frog, isn't it?
I thought she hated him.
She does.
But why...
Men are such fools.
Well, maybe, Vika, you can explain to me what I'm missing.
She doesn't love him. She hates him. But after that horrid Innocenti went... Did you do something to him? No one will tell me.
I kicked his stick away. Polina asked me to.
She dared you to?
Yes.
You're lucky. A few years ago, Mulligan says she dared this boy to eat a mouse for her.
Did he?
Boys are so stupid. Mulligan says that he was shitting mouse droppings for a month.
Vika.
Francois never does what she wants. And she respects that, even if she hates it. And then there's Papa. He needs Francois more than ever now. He hasn't got any money, you see.
Vika, I have to see her.
Of course you do, Alexei. She goes to the gym at 6 tonight.
You shouldn't be here.
I want to talk to you.
You could have talked at home.
And there's always someone listening there.
Probably Vika. What did she tell you? That I accepted Francois out of sense of sacrifice?
You don't love him.
How dare you assume you know who I love or not?
Well, do you? Does he love you?
Francois loves money.
So why did you call me? Just because you needed a bloody porter for Anastasia's luggage? Oh, and to pay the bloody taxi for you. Don't you people have any cash at all?
I have a credit card, which Mikhail pays. That's all I have. Satisfied? And I called you because I miss you. I like having you around.
More than Francois?
Forget Francois. He doesn't matter.
You don't live in the real world at all, you people. Out here, being engaged does matter. Paying your employees' wages does matter. Using and abusing people's trust does matter.
And because you're the only truly honest person I know, Alexei, if you weren't here, I think I'd soon be just the same as Innocenti or Francois or Katie or any of them. You'd look at them and look at me, and there would be no way of telling who is who anymore.
I don't believe that. There's more in you. Much, much more. You could be so many things, do so much. I know you could.
Mikhail wants Anastasia's money. He wants me to help persuade her to give it to him.
She doesn't seem very persuadable to me.
I have to go. Come tomorrow. Anastasia likes you. She wants you to show her London. Show her everything.
She didn't know what to do, but I did, you see. Save her. She was asking for my help at last. The princess chained to the rock. What else could I do except save her? From herself, if necessary.
The wheel goes up, each pod turns, so we stay upright.
I should hope so. Is that Big Ben? Why is it called Big Ben? What a name for a clock. Paulina, who is this woman Mikhail showed me on the television?
Oh.
Where is the House of Parliament? What is that?
In what order would you like the answers, Anastasia?
Miss Ostrich, she moons over. Miss Katie, thin as a stick with ridiculous bosoms. If a woman is going to carry those around, she needs to be built for it. And her mouth is too big. Mikhail will be a fool if he marries a woman with too many teeth. She will eat him up like the witch she is.
And what if Mikhail does marry her?
I will cut him off like a chicken under the butcher's knife. And then he can run around headless for as long as he likes, but it won't be with my money. Now I want to go on the river. Well?
Excuse me?
Oh, you have been like the boy sitting on the ant's nest all morning. What have you to ask me?
Oh, it's about Paulina, actually, Anastasia.
Yes, yes, you love her. Anyone can see that. What is it about men always falling in love?
But is there any hope?
For men, or love, or you?
For us. For her and me.
She's a good girl, but you see, Alexei, she has no money of her own. She depends totally on the generosity of Mikhail. For Russians of my generation, work was a privilege. We did not expect gold. We were building something else. For men like Mikhail, even for Paulina, money has become the reason, the reward, and the justification. Perhaps you can help Paulina find her way. And where is Vika, my Vika?
Did you have fun? Did you go down the river? And did you go to Hamley's?
I did everything that could be done, Kodek. Give me a kiss. London top to toe and the palace of Hamley too. Here, this is for you. And this. And this.
Thank you.
She's quite something.
What did you talk about when I got the tea?
Oh, nothing much.
You're a bad liar, Alexei.
But a good friend, I hope.
I told you, I like you, but...
Francois? Can you really, really marry him?
Alexei, can you spare a moment?
Of course, yes. Paulina?
Can you really, really jump off tall buildings?
Come. Come through.
Okay, sorry. What you've got to do next week is you've got to really up your game, babe. We can't just keep having...
Alexei, you hold my fate in your hands.
I don't understand.
I can't live without my Katie. My Zaychik.
I'm not sure.
And she can't live without money, so I can't live without money.
I know the problem. I can't live without money either, and I haven't been paid yet.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It's the people in the office. I'll tell them to sort it out. No, I will sort it out myself.
Okay.
How much?
550.
There. Six, because we are friends.
I thought you said you didn't have any money.
You see, that is why I can trust you. Alexei, you have no idea what real money is, so you'll tell me the truth. And as for that business with Innocenti Belousov, I'm better off without him. And with Mother. She can save me, you see.
She has money.
Serious money.
Well, surely you're her son if you need...
You've seen her. You know what she's like. Unpredictable, suspicious, because my father left her behind when he made his cash. Women here, women there. Now, Alexei, I need to get her on my side. Make her understand how I feel about my Katie. As an artist, tell me, what would you do?
I think...
What did she say about Katie?
That she was a lovely young woman. She admired how Katie had made her own way in the world. Yeah. Yes, she admires hard work, and she could see Katie worked hard.
Mm.
And she'd like to meet her. Yes, why don't you have a dinner? Invite Katie, your friends, celebrate your mother, celebrate your engagement to Katie. Show her that you have real commitment to this young woman. She'll admire that too.
Alexei, you truly are a genius. Thank you. Спасибо, друг. A wonderful idea. Blake! Blake! Where are you?
Why did I say it? Did I have any idea of what would come of those words? What might happen? Did I really think the plowboy could cut down the brambles and rescue the princess? And so, Mikhail decreed a banquet, and word was sent to all in the land.
I want to say a few words about my mother. Now, we know we are not born alone, but we often forget about it.
Who remembers being born? Get on with it.
Well, my mother is someone special to me. She is different.
What exactly do you mean?
I mean that she brought up her family through hard times. She was careful, but always generous. I would not be the man, have the success, the wealth I have without her. She has treated Polina as her own. She is a wonderful grandmother to Vika. For a while, we feared that we had lost her. But thanks to God, Mama is restored to us. Raise your glasses to my mama. Anastasia.
Anastasia. May I say how wonderful it is to see you? Polina has talked about you often.
And you are?
James Astley.
You are in business with Mikhail?
No. I'm a lawyer, and I hope a friend of the family.
You are wise as well as smooth, Mr. Astley. I don't know why, but I always like the English. There is something there. My son is not a great businessman, I think. I am pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
James is a good friend.
Then keep him near. In this time, we need all the friends we can get, eh, Mr. Astley?
I think so.
What are you talking about down there?
Friends, Mikhail.
It's like Francois.
I rather think not.
Madame, what have I done to offend you?
I'll let you know.
There is a long tradition of enmity between the French and the Russians. For those who are trapped by the past. But, Katie, you are the most modern of us all. In the public eye, on TV, the face of now. What do you say?
Well,
My mum always tells me the higher climbs the ape, the more he shows his arse.
So, what shall we do later to amuse you, Mama?
I have heard that there are many places in London where people take outrageous risks to make a little profit.
Oh, sometimes a very great profit.
And sometimes a very great loss, Alexei.
In Russia, there are no such things.
What, gamblers or casinos?
But those places are full of liars, crooks, robbers, hypnotists, criminals. Believe me, Mama, you do not want to be there. Alexei, tell her.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss.
Oh, is it Pushkin? Truly, you are an artist. Come, we go to the casino.
Did I mean to? Was it chance? Was it inevitable? Did I want to destroy this world, this magic kingdom, or embrace it? As I watched the wheels spin and the numbers come up, I began to see more clearly than ever that there was a secret password, a way to beat chance. There was a system.
There are no windows, no clocks in this place.
Here it is neither day nor night.
I'm not sure this is a good idea. Mother, it's getting late.
Listen to the pianist. There is no time here, Mikhail. What do you say, Miss Katie?
I say if you got it, flaunt it.
What is this flaunt?
Work it, lady, work it.
Very well. We shall work it. What pays best? What do you think, pianist?
I really think we should go home.
I'm not interested in what you think, pianist.
There is a system, a group of numbers.
Alexei, that's enough.
Show me, pianist. You will play for me.
Mama, this is...
This is not your business, Mikhail. Be silent.
Babushka, I'm not sure... Maybe...
Mama, please.
Mikhail, you know nothing. You never have. Pianist.
Okay, there's a group of numbers, 7, 14, 29, and if you double them...
Just tell me what brings the highest wins.
Single numbers.
What about 0?
If the ball falls on 0, everything on the table belongs to the bank.
What? I don't get anything?
No, unless you placed your bets on 0. Then the returns are crazy.
Put maximum on 0.
Madame, no one bets on 0. 36 to 1. It's madness.
You think a Russian is afraid of madness, monsieur? Pianist, on 0.
No more bets.
It's very chancy, but...
Your life is a chance.
13 red.
Bad.
You see, Mama. Oh, what did I say? Come, come.
Stick with it.
What?
Do it again. The odds are narrowing.
What are you talking about?
He's right.
Mama, this is crazy.
Mikhail, be quiet and get out of my way. Pianist. All of this on 0. No, do it now. More. What more?
Heads, heads, madame, I beg you.
It's my money. I do what I want.
No more bets, please.
So let's go home now, Mama.
Yes, yes.
Do it again. What? Don't give up. The odds get better every time.
Imbecile. Are you trying to destroy my family? Come, Mama, don't listen to him.
0. Be honest.
Mama, stop it, please.
Everything on 0.
No more bets.
If you had played like that before, you would not have lost my money.
And if I had, Would you look at me like you look at Francois?
I believe £650,000.
I hate Francois, but I could love him.
Now we go home.
This way, come on.
You are a real man, yes? Not like that chicken who is my son.
I'm just the driver, Mum.
Well, no, you are a driver with £1,000. Pianist for you.
I can't.
Tonight I am your mama. You will obey. Take. Now come, Polina, Mikhail. I am tired.
I am proud of you. Это my mama.
There they go.
Oh, Katie. I thought.
What? That I'm anything like them. That you are.
I suppose.
I play games, these people. Not just Mikhail and Francois, but people like them, wherever they are in the world, whoever they are. Polina, too. They play games, and the pieces they play with are us. You better use them.
I don't want to use them.
Well, if you don't, they'll bloody use you.
What are you doing here? It's not your day for lessons.
I wanted to see Polina.
She's not here. They're out. Everyone's out.
Okay, well, then I'll wait.
I have been good to you, invited you into my house, given you food, drink. I've paid you, and this is how you repay me?
I don't understand.
You don't understand. You and your system for roulette don't understand.
Look, Mikhail, could you give me a bit of space here? I mean, I don't like being threatened, you know?
You think I'm too old, huh? That you are a young man, you don't need to be frightened.
This is stupid. I'm going. Will you open the gate, please?
Do you have any idea what will happen to them, your darling Polina, your little Vika, when the money stops?
Yes. I imagine they'll have an ordinary life. It'll be good for them.
You dare say that to me? I have lived with fear. I have made something out of nothing. I will not go down. I will rise up. I need my money. My mother's money. But it's not like she earned it. Do you know how much I need money?
I don't care.
Mulligan.
Boss.
Put his head in fountain.
Boss?
Wait. Hold on a second.
Ah! Get off me! Mulligan, no! Please!
Okay.
Sorry, Alex. How are feelings? That all, boss?
Da. Alexei, look at me.
Look at me. How much did you need air just now? What would you have given to breathe? That's how much I need money. I do not want my mother going anywhere near a casino. I told you to sweet-talk her about me and Katie, not to let her blow her money.
But she won!
Oh, and next time, and the time after that, stay close to her. I want to know everything she does, says, thinks. My life is in your hands. Do you understand now? You work for me, not for her. You talk to her about Russia, about her mother's beauty. Do you understand?
You're crazy.
So would you be crazy, my friend. So would you. Let them out.
So.
I'm going. Look, I need to see you.
I'm with...
I know, but they can go home alone, can't they?
I suppose so, but...
Please. Please, I really need to.
What's so important?
This afternoon... Well, Mikhail threatened me.
Don't be an idiot. Why would he do that?
Something's going on.
You're being silly. There's nothing going on except Mikhail is trying to save his business.
By getting you to marry Francois.
Are we back to that again? I told you, Francois doesn't mean anything to me.
So why are you engaged to him?
So why do you think you have the right to question me?
Because I love you and I care about you.
Maybe I'm not worth loving. Have you thought about that?
I believe you are.
I have to go home. Vika is on
the road. Oh, can't Anastasia look after her for a while?
Anastasia is not there. She went back to the casino.
She what?
I promise. We will talk. We'll sort it all out, but now I do have to go.
No. No, no, no.
Alexei?
Alexei! How long has she been in there?
Paulina didn't say.
So,
Vika.
Again, all of it. Zero. Maximum on zero.
Mama!
Place your bags.
Excuse me, it's my mother. Let me through here. Mother, what are you doing?
Go away, Mikhail. I'm playing.
Black, 17.
You're losing. How much have you lost?
It's all right. They let me transfer funds directly from my bank.
You're insane. Mama, Astonovius, we're going home.
Let me go!
You are coming home now. Do you hear me?
Madam, do you wish to continue playing?
No, she doesn't.
Yes, I do.
I must ask you to stand back, sir. Do not interfere with the players.
But she's losing, you idiot. It's my mother. She's insane. Can't you see? Are you blind as well as stupid?
Sir, this casino operates a no-tolerance policy on abusive staff.
In Russia, they lock up mad old women.
I must ask you to leave now, sir.
Mikhail, leave it. Stop now. Don't.
Don't tell me what to do, you bloody stupid bastard, idiot pianist. This is all your fault in the first place. Mother, now. No, I won't stand for this. You're
perhaps
coming.
You'd like to take it up with the manager, sir.
You don't understand.
Please go with these gentlemen.
Get your hands off me! I will have you arrested! I will have this place shut down! Get off here!
Are you ready to play, madam?
I am. Zero.
No, you need to put the money on the table, madam.
Oh, stupid rules. People waste so much time on the rules. Hurry! Put everything on zero.
No more bets, please.
I stood there whilst she lost thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I was horrified and at the same time, fascinated. Looking at the faces of the players as the ball rolled around the rim of the roulette wheel, promising life or death, I could see that in this moment they were truly and utterly alive. It was not about the future, it was about now, the moment, the fraction of time that made anything and everything possible. It may only have lasted seconds, but in those seconds, I could have traveled to the edges of the universe and back.
That's better. And this one to the side.
Awesome.
I need that when I'm traveling.
But why must you go, Babushka?
Because I have been a silly old lady, Krasavitska Maya. And now I must go home and live quietly.
But you will come back, won't you?
No. You'll come to me. Would you like that, to see Russia? Vika, my love. Be clever. Be wiser than your grandmother. Be lucky and be happy, my sweet, sweet. Go. Go, I can't bear farewells. Polichka, дорогая.
Why did you do it, Babushka?
There was a country once where none of us needed much. Some of us believed in a better world, and then we shared. We had many friends. We think money's the answer. It never is.
You lost all of it?
I've enough to live on, don't you worry. And enough for you and Vika. If you come to live with me, Goodbye, Polichka. Maybe you'll forgive a silly old woman her folly one day. Mulligan, are my cases loaded?
Locked and loaded, Mum.
Aren't you going to say goodbye to Mikhail?
Oh, we said our goodbyes yesterday, my child. There is no more to be said today. Pianist.
Yes?
You will accompany me.
But...
No more buts. Come. Do you think I'm an old fool too, pianist?
I don't know what to think, Anastasia. I'm lost in a magical kingdom which isn't so magical anymore.
Better to have your feet on the ground, and far better to work than to wish. Now you may kiss me goodbye. Perhaps we will meet again when you are famous pianist and come home to Russia to make music for your own people.
Goodbye, Anastasia.
Now I go.
Any
liquids, gels, or aerosols?
What?
Liquids, gels, or aerosols, madam?
No, I have nothing. Nothing.
I didn't go back to the house. I didn't dare face Mikhail. I sat and worked on my system of betting and dreamed of Polina and... Polina.
Piano player?
Vika.
I've got exams. Where have you been?
I don't think I'd be welcome there anymore.
I'll welcome you.
Well, they may not let me in.
What do you want? Have you come to get your coin out of fountain? It doesn't work anymore. No electricity.
Look, I'm sorry, Mikhail, about what happened. All of it.
Don't worry, I'll get it back. They haven't seen the last of me. I'll find a way. You'll see. They'll see. I've got a million ideas. I still got contacts, friends. A million friends. A man with friends is never alone.
Mikhail, Are you okay?
I'm going to write a novel. Ta, a great novel, because I'm like you. I'm an artist, too.
Oh, that sounds like a good... What's it about, Mikhail?
Yes, it will say everything. I must get started. I must. You must give Vika her lessons. Of course, of course. Go.
Damp is getting in. All the wood is warping.
Is Polina...
She's still here.
And your father? I saw him here.
He says not to worry. He says he'll get it all back. He says he'll show them all. He spends most of the time on the phone.
What about Polina?
She spends most of her time with the frog. I think he must have kissed her and turned her into a frog too. Like the frog princess. They go out to restaurants and things.
Are they going to get married?
He thinks so. And I think that you should have fought for her. Love isn't waiting for things to fall into your lap. I may only be 11, but I know that and you don't.
I missed your birthday.
Everybody did. They were busy.
Vika, are you ready? We need to go. Oh, Alexei.
Oh, Alexei.
I didn't know that was still here.
I live here, thank you.
I meant the piano, sweetheart.
I know you did, and I'm not your sweetheart. Excuse me. Remember, Alexei.
Remember what?
Nothing.
Are you here to collect your wages? I might be able to channel something your way if you can let me have an invoice.
Why?
Mikhail's assets are frozen, so I...
Actually, I was talking to Polina.
Francois understands these things. I don't. He's trying to reclaim what he can for us after Anastasia's insanity.
After all, people still have to eat.
And what big eyes you've got, and what big teeth you've got.
There is no need to be rude, Alexei.
Well, actually, I think there is.
That's enough.
Let him have his say.
I'm not asking for your permission, François. I want to talk to Polina, and I'd rather do it alone.
How could you think I would ever have anything to say to you, Alexei?
That's a lie. I know there's something there, some feeling, some decent, loving feeling.
François, we should go now. And so should you, Alexei. Actually, you are trespassing.
Vika invited me.
Vika is a child. She's been allowed to run wild for far too long. Things will be taken care of in good time. Don't you worry. Now, please go.
You don't own this place.
Actually, I do. Get out or I'll call the police.
Polina?
I swear. All of it. I'll get it all back. Listen to me. Listen to me.
The frog threw you out.
Yes.
He's right. You should go. There's nothing left here. It's the house of the dead.
It was all over. Should I have fought for her, as Vika said? Of course I should. I was a fool and a coward. I couldn't play the piano. I couldn't focus. So instead, I went back to perfecting my system.
Oh my God. How did you...
Am I allowed to come in?
Of course. Sorry, the mess. Please, just let me... here, please. Is François...
I don't know. Gone somewhere else.
But I thought...
You thought. You thought, but you never did. You thought I was the kind of woman who would sell myself to François. But never mind. You thought noble artist Alexei Ivanovich would raise up the dishonored slut to his saintly level.
That's not true.
Isn't it? But then here I am. Nowhere to go to, so I... It's horrible. It's awful. Alexei, what am I going to do? There is no money left. Mikhail has lost it all.
Look, it doesn't matter. You don't need money. You just need...
What? An empty can of baked beans? A sliced loaf with just a touch of mold in it? Sheets that haven't been changed in God knows how long? A floor? Is there a floor, a carpet, under all of this? Alexei, is this what you're offering?
No. Something else. Something better. Come with me.
What? Where?
Now, everything has been moving towards this moment. I can save us. Save us both. Come on.
Peter.
Where did you get £1,000?
Anastasia, she gave it to me that first night. The lucky night. It's lucky money, and I have a system. It worked for Anastasia, it'll work for anyone. It's like counterpoint. You can hear the melody through the math. You can see the flow of the music.
28.
Now evens. The sequence, it's hard to read at this point.
Are you sure about this?
As sure as I can be.
And I wanted you to do this. I encouraged you. Why didn't you win with my money?
Zero. House.
That's it. Now we bet on zero. You'll see the sequence, it's inevitable.
Crazy! Insane! It's like surfing huge waves!
Oh, it's better, far better. No, that's impossible. It can't be that. Think, Alexei. Shit!
Please moderate your language.
But it can't be.
Alexei, leave it. It doesn't matter. Come on.
Of course it matters. Are you insane? It can't... Oh, no. I forgot to subtract. But subtract, of course, not zero, but one. Don't you see? It's so simple. I
don't see anything.
An idiot could see it. All right, on one.
Stop now.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't mean that. I'll prove it to you.
Prove what?
No more bets.
Then I'm worth it.
I know I was right.
I know. I told you. Didn't I tell you? I told you I could do it, huh?
Now, Alexei. Now. Now.
The sheets. They're...
in the mess. The filthy, filthy money.
You're up already. I'll make us some tea.
I was waiting for you.
There's powdered milk and some tea in the... oh, well, somewhere.
To say goodbye, Alexei.
Wait. We're rich. We have to decide.
You decide. It's your money, not mine.
Of course it's yours.
All right. I'll take £200. Is that about right for a night with an amateur whore?
Stop it, please.
Too much?
Paulina, please.
Goodbye, Alexei.
No, wait, stop! God. Paulina! 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 Are you here? We have to talk! Paulina!
Hello, Alexei. Keeping all right, are you?
Yes. Fine, Mulligan. I didn't know you were still working for Mikhail.
No, I'm not. Just clearing up a few things, that's all. Loose ends.
Yes, I am.
So if there's nothing else, Alexei? Don't let me keep you.
I want to see...
No, you don't.
Right, Alan. Goodbye, then.
Suicide, they said. Hanged himself in his garage. Just another oligarch. Mad Russians. That's all. Not looking for anyone else. Sad case. Lost his money. Disturbed mind. So very sad. I went to the funeral. I didn't speak to anyone.
What did you do? Did you see Paulina again?
I went back to the wheel. From casino to casino. Oh, you'd be amazed how many casinos there are in London. You see, that's the thing. They're all the same. No windows, no clocks, only the wheel, the moment. The only moment you're truly alive. It took me 18 months. But in the end, I lost it all.
Everything?
To the last penny. But how I have lived.
And Paulina?
It's time.
Sorry?
I have to go. I have to see her now.
But what about Mikhail? What really happened?
I have to go. Mr. Astley, a long time ago you told me that you had a piano that needed playing. I wonder... please.
You'd better come in, Alexei.
You don't look well.
I've been busy.
Sit down. Do you want some water or tea? Or...
There are only two things I want now.
Yes?
I want to know what happened. To Mikhail, to everything. Was it my fault?
What on earth are you talking about, my boy?
I started Anastasia gambling. I encouraged her. I thought...
Do you honestly think anyone influenced that woman, ever? She did what she wanted to do.
She lost her money.
And saved Polina and Vika. I think she knew that if there were no more money, they would have to live an ordinary life.
Better to work than to wish. She said that to me at the airport. But Mikhail, what happened to him? It
was inevitable. Françoise and Innocenti. Innocenti and Françoise. They were partners. They owned all his debts. Anastasia was wise not giving him any more. She saw he would have been giving money to Françoise, to Innocenti.
But if Mikhail had lived,
the whole thing would have ended up in court for years. Neither Françoise nor Innocenti is a patient man. The suicide was very, very fortunate for them.
You think it was suicide?
You said there were two things.
Is she here?
Yes.
Can I see her? God, this is like Eugene Onegin.
It's not like anything, Alexei. It's just what it is. You need to see that.
No magic kingdom, no princess.
What are you talking about?
What might have been. Once upon a time. This is the piano that Astley invited me to play.
He's a solid man. Good to Vika.
Is she...
She goes to school. She has friends. She has a real life in front of her. She plays quite well now.
I'm glad I did something useful. And the rest? Just a game? It meant nothing?
It meant everything.
Except that you never loved me.
You were the only one I ever did love.
No. No, that's not true.
You know it was.
No. I would have...
Seen it? That night I came to your room, when I stood there in the middle of that glorious muddle of yours, and I said, Alexei, is this what you're offering? And if you had sat at the old upright piano and played that melody, you remember? But instead we went to the casino, and I said it didn't matter if you lost, and you said...
Of course it matters. Are you insane? Don't you see? It's so simple.
I don't see anything.
An idiot could see it. All right, on one.
Stop now.
You don't mean that. I'll prove it to you.
Prove what?
That I'm worth it. This time, this one.
If you had said, I had said, everything had been different.
No, but don't you see? It can still be like that. Listen. Listen. Look, I haven't touched the piano for a year, but I can still do it. I can still... Listen. Listen.
Is everything all right, my dear?
Alexei was just leaving.
Lost. Lost, all of it's lost.
Come on, Alexei. I'll see you out.
Wait, I haven't finished.
I think you have.
No, I was wondering, you see, if alone,
a small loan, just to... You see the system. It's almost worked out.
That's just... why you came here, isn't it? It wasn't to see me at all.
No, you don't understand. Any of you...
Come on.
You don't understand. You play with people. Yeah, at least I'm honest. Yeah, I play honestly. I win and lose. You never lose. Just leave me.
Take this.
And do what you like with it. Don't ever come back here, Alexei. Don't come within a mile of Polina. Oh, by God, you'll regret it. Do you understand? Now go. Go on, get out. All those words. I need to act. I need to show them. To show Polina I can still be a man. Alone in a foreign country, far from home and friends, you stake your last pound. The very last one. It'll be my last time. I'll be a man amongst men.
No more bets.
In the final part of The Russian Gambler by Dolia Govansky, inspired by the novel The Gambler by Fyodor Dostoevsky, the part of Alexei was played by Ed Stoppard, Mikhail, Matthew Marsh, Anastasia, Elena Bron, Polina, Dolia Govansky, Vika, Isabella Blake Thomas, Asli, Graham Seed, Francois, Orlando Seal, Katie, Lucy May Barker, Mulligan, Jay Taylor, The Office Worker, Alana Ramsey, and Blake by Timothy Walker. The script editor was Mike Walker, and sound design was by Steve Bond. The music was performed by Sasha Putnam, and the original music was also composed by Sasha Putnam. The Russian Gambler is directed by John Dryden and is a Goldhawk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.
A masterpiece of Russian literature.
What are you doing?
Reading your book.
What book?
The book, Eugene Onegin.
By Alexander Pushkin.
It's how you'll be remembered. Not as a bankrupt duelist, but as a poet.
Based on his life and his poem.
Mr. Onegin, may I introduce my sister, Tatiana?
Everything in my life has been prelude to our meeting, and I am yours until death.
Eugene Onegin, this Monday to Friday at 10:45 in the morning and 7:45 in the evening on BBC Radio 4.